Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com. Bob's Big Ben Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Ben Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Ben Bowling.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information, or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Good morning, sports fans. Welcome to your morning cup of sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer here. You got B. Evans with his head in his mini fridge trying to figure out what the fuck goes in there. What's going on today, B? How we doing?
What's up, man? I had it in there for so long, I thought I was catching brain freeze.
Well, you have to have a brain for it to freeze, so you'll be all right.
Well, that's true. It was like a piercing cold wind between the ears. Let's put it that way.
Right. Nothing wrong with that, my man.
So, I think my ear.
How was your weekend, man? Mine was great, fabulous.
Yeah,
no
sure.
Rain,
rub it in.
Nothing but sunshine. Watched a little footy football and just had a great day. How about you?
I worked, ass.
Oh.
You knew that.
I'm sorry.
No, actually, it wasn't too bad. Weekends are pretty chill and laid back in there. You know, usually
right.
Don't have to work as hard. Saturday, go into work, and foreman's like, man, we should have a cookout, you know? So, or Friday night, he said something about doing it. So, Saturday, we had a cookout at work, and then last night, he decided, hey, I'm going to order pizza. So, he ordered some pizza for everybody. I mean, it was a chill, laid-back night, man. We just cruised through the night, not really too many issues, so wasn't too bad.
Well, hey, at least you got a nice woman that's willing to go above and beyond the call of duty to make his people happy. That's awesome to hear. You know, that's definitely better than Radio AFS's management.
Right. It is. It is. Well,
I know.
I can't say nothing. I mean, they did get me my mini fridge and all, you know.
Right. That's right. You're the new golden boy here on the network, aren't you?
Well, you know, I am much prettier.
I wouldn't go that far. Because if you go to the Beating Drum Radio Show on Radio AFS and on Facebook, you'll get to see B. Evans' mug next to mine, and you tell me who's prettier.
Well, they're not going to, you know, discourage you like that.
Right. Man, how about them Bears? The Bears beating up on Pittsburgh. Man, that was a good game. I don't know if you caught any of it.
Back no, I actually
forth,
didn't get
back
to.
Back and forth, you know, block kick. A runner getting too cocky, you know, bad holding up on the 2-yard line, getting the ball fumbled. It's a good game. It was a good football game. And then, you know, the Seattle Seahawks got their ass handed to them very nicely. That's always a good day when you're
yes.
a fan.
Yes, it is. And yeah,
so I was at my local bar. I did a little vidya for him, and that
I've
bar
seen
is
that.
Generally you've seen me in there. I've done videos in there. And
oh yeah,
King's Bar and Grill on Mission and Green. Come check them out. Mention Farmer or A-Bomb or both, and get 10% off of your drink. You can't beat that. That's King's Bar and Grill in Spokane, Washington. But I did a little vidya. About a 2-minute video, you know, panning around, showing the scenery in a Seattle bar. There were two patrons. Because supposedly, they didn't like me at the corner of the bar harassing their team. But yet, they can dish it out on Thursday when my Niners were playing. Oh, they were dishing it hard. I'm like, All right, man. Just wait till that wormy turns on Sunday, and that worm does turn. So they saw me walk in. I'm like, shit. Here's that Niner fan. Yeah, of course I'm here. They're like, where's your buddy? I'm like, I don't know. I don't need him to come here. I don't need the A-bomb to harass you, jabronis.
Right. Exactly.
So me sitting down there at the end of the bartender's a cheesehead, so I knew I wasn't going to get kicked out. But that was the ongoing joke throughout the day. I'm like, I wonder when I'm going to get kicked out of here and say, "Mind your business," like I've done in Westvale, Washington. Yeah, I've been kicked out of a fiasshole bar there. So I was expecting, hey, you know, let's see if I can get kicked out. He's like, no, man, you're cool. Somebody kicks you out of here, you just come right back in. I'm like, all right, cool. So laying the lumber, laying some wood to the Seattle fan base.
Man, you know, football was crazy this week.
It was. The Giants are 0-3. It's just, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars just need to move to London and because they seem to play better over there.
You know, I in our football poll that we do for the Radio AFS.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention that for that game, everybody picked the Ravens to win that game except for me.
Right.
And the Jags, I just want to say that the Ravens did not lose. They got annihilated.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, 44-7? Damn. Yeah. You
that
know, and then I also
whipping of epic can't talk today. Of
I
epic
also,
proportion.
I also want to mention that I was also the only one to pick the Jets who won also.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
very true. Very true.
My
glowed a little bit here. It's okay.
Yeah, I was for a moment, but I also want to point out that my buddy Dan did it again. He did it last week, and I think he did it the week before. He's always got that one game where everybody picks one team except for him. You know, the first week, was it the first week, I believe, or was it the last week? He picked the Jags to lose, or to the Jags to win, and everybody else thought they would lose. No, they won. This week, he's the only one that thought picked the Saints to win over the Panthers.
Right.
And he pulled that off.
You know, it's no different than me week one picking the Kansas City Chiefs to dethrone the world champs.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, we almost all
That's
lost
my claim
on one
to fame
game
this year, baby. That is my claim to fame.
We had everybody pick the Patriots to win that game, and
right,
the Texans just about had them. Had it not been for Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
But I can't get mad because I did pick them to win, but we all got lucky on that one.
Yeah, we did.
So, I mean,
you know, I may have to consult a secret advisor for this week's picks.
Well, we also, all of us lost the Pittsburgh game because we all had Pittsburgh winning that one because nobody seen the Bears winning that.
No. But the Bears look really strong, man. I was sitting at the Swinging Doors here in Spokane, Washington, a little plug for the Swinging Doors, and watching it on the boob tube. And, you know, there were some Squealer fans there. There were a few Bear fans. I don't know if there were Bear fans or Bear fans. But anyway, there were Bear fans. And, it was a good day. You know, everyone was happy. I was happy because, you know, the Bears game went in OT and Seattle was playing and I was looking around. It was a pretty big joint, a whole lot of TVs. Not a single television was on the Seattle game. I was like, I love this place.
I'm going to have to go down. I need to get out there sometime.
Yeah.
I need to.
No, and go to King's Bar and Grill and get your 10% off.
Hey, that video was kind of funny. I'm not going to lie. It's like, I'm not going anywhere. She's like, well, I take over soon. He's like, but I'm still not leaving. I laugh nice and hard at that. That was funny.
Got to have fun, man. You know, the world is too serious these days, you know, and when you can go into a local watering hole and whether you indulge in the alcohol or the non-alcoholic beverage such as a soda pop or a soda or a Coke or a seltzer water or a Red Bull with no alcohol in it, just go support your local businesses. And whether you're watching the footy football, whether you're shooting some darts, whether you're picking up on some chicks, if they say no, damn it, they mean no. But
or
hey,
if you're shooting the darts at the chicks,
always gets you going, huh?
If you're shooting the darts at the chicks,
well, just make sure they're plastic and not metal. You'll be all right. And if she got a nice little badonky donk, yeah, just keep throwing. You know what, B? Mainstream media and the mainstream sports, Fox One, ESPN, not banned from them yet, but that's only just a matter of time. Fox Sports Net, whatever, all the other, you know, C-SPAN, and you know, they want to keep talking, and I'm not gonna elaborate on this because it seems like that's what everybody else wants to talk about. But you know, the whole kneeling aspect, the whole staying in the locker room aspect. Let me just put it out there. And then we're going to carry on because Brian Evans, B. Evans, and I had a gay old time, a happy old time watching Bears in water. So we're going to talk just a little bit about this controversy that's going on here in the NFL. And that is, up until, I want everybody to check the facts now. Up until 2009, not a single NFL team was out on the football field when the national anthem was played. So, for the teams that stayed inside and you didn't have any of your teammates kneeling, sitting, doing whatever they're doing, I would respect you more if you're staying inside instead of coming out. That is all I'm going to say about that, B, because we watched some Bears, man. And then I also sent you an invite to watch some dude half-ass surfing. So, out of the two, which one did you like the best? Did you like the Bears, or did you like the dude surfing?
Everything in between?
Yeah. You mean the commentary on the Bears. You know, me provoking.
How is it that you can watch a live video, Bears in Water, which I'm still waiting for, like, one of the salmon to, like, you know, jump straight into his mouth or something, you know.
Right.
But, you know, you can see it on a National Geographic documentary, but God forbid it happened on a Facebook Live video when that bear practically lives in that damn water.
Right.
But how is it that we could be sitting here watching this video and there are these people that are commenting on this live feed having a damn crybaby fit. And I kid you not, this was literally high school drama at its finest moment.
Mm-hmm.
While watching a bear take a shit in some water.
Shitting in the water.
I just don't get it.
And then, you know, good old Farmer, man. You know me. I got to antagonize it a little bit.
Oh, I know.
Man, this isn't an internet fight unless you bust out the cap lock. Guess what happened? Somebody busted out the cap lock because I said it.
Well, and it's sad, man. It really is. Like, you're going to tell me you have nothing in this world better to do than argue on Facebook while watching a live video of a bear.
Right.
Like,
and then they
go somewhere else.
So the bear wanted to shit in the water, B. I could see it in his brown eyes. They were getting full. He wanted to shit in the water, right? But he couldn't because these fillies, right? These females were fighting. So the bear's like, well, shit, I can't shit in the woods in front of arguing females. So he went in the woods. So guess what? Bears do shit in the woods.
Hey, you know, that reminds me of a story I heard one time.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
There's a bear and a rabbit taking a shit in the woods.
Yeah.
The bear turns to the rabbit and says, excuse me, do you have problems with shit sticking to your fur? And the rabbit said, no. The rabbit said no. So the bear wiped his ass with the rabbit.
Ah, that sounds like that was from a movie from what movie was that? Little kid movie.
I don't know.
Open season.
I don't know. But I can tell you exactly where I got it from, and that's stuck with me since the first day I heard it. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, where?
Eddie Murphy's stand-up comedy, Delirious.
Nice.
He's like, he's sitting there talking about kids being in the audience. He said, oh, man, y'all are fucked up now. He said, here, I'm gonna tell you a story that you can go to school and tell your friends. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, you know, Eddie Murphy, he has no filter, bro, so.
He does now. He's toned down a lot over the years. I was actually, I mentioned him last night on Two Guys in a Balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned him and The Rock because we were talking about Baywatch, the movie Baywatch. And
mm-hmm.
I had brought up the fact of how much of a change, you know, they talked about Zac Efron in the movie and how much The Rock has changed. And you know, he was all quiet and didn't really cuss too much, this. And he just did a complete 180. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of the same thing with Eddie Murphy doing a complete 180. He was all vulgar and disgusting and didn't give a shit, nothing like that, no filters, nothing. And then his kids got older, and he's like, okay, I need to tone it down a little bit. And then started doing Disney movies.
Right.
Anyways, I know that's off the subject, but hey.
Hey, it's okay.
I you know, it's a good reference. It's a good point to make.
Nothing wrong with a little Babe Watts. I mean Baywatch.
The movie's actually pretty funny.
Yeah?
Not actually. Don't go pass.
Funny, just don't go into it for anything other than looking at chicks and laughing because the plot sucks.
Yeah. That's about what I figured. Hey, guess what? It is Luke Skywalker's birthday today.
I know. Happy birthday, Luke Skywalker. Now,
I think we should give him the birthday song. What do you say?
You know, I was actually thinking the same thing. I was looking earlier. I was trying to find that Star Wars birthday theme. But
right.
For some reason, that does not seem to exist anywhere. But we do have Minions. So without further ado, here's to you, Luke Skywalker.
I am not a Star Wars fan. I've never watched Star Wars. Well, I can't say never, but
how are we even
friends? I just remember the Ewoks when I was a kid running away from some big bad ogre looking thing. About the only thing I remember from Star Wars. Now, the only reason why I know is Luke Skywalker's birthday. Is because I heard it on the radio.
How are we even friends?
You know, Radio AFS management kind of told me, hey, there's this new guy. He's kind of the golden child. I want to see your radio show. I was like, nice. You're going to put the old wily veteran with the golden child. I see what's happening here. I'm going to get pushed out here pretty soon, and I'm okay with that.
It's like when a new guy starts at your job and you have to train him, and then when it's all said and done, you find out you were training him to take over your job.
Done. Perfect. Have it. Here. Take it. Here's the keys to the ship. Have fun, fucker.
I've never had that happen to me. But that's got to be one shitty feeling.
Well, I know. So, you know, when Mandrake, he's like, hey, I got this golden child. That's what they call you, man, the golden child. The golden child. I'm like, all right.
I'm like,
what's his MO, you know? And they're like, well, he's a Niner fan. I'm like, hired. Done. Wait a minute. What else does he do? I don't know. He just told me he was a Niner fan, and he's been listening to you and Paso and the Paso Garage Radio. I'm like, all right, so he knows what I've got all about. They're like, he knows all about you. He knows that you're 5'5", about, you know, so many bills. I'm like, oh, he's kind of a stalker dude, too, huh? And you want to make out with me or what? Or do you want to do radio with me? They're like, I don't know. He's our new golden child. I'm like, all right, well, let's talk to him. And, well, here we are.
Well, you know, it was a little bit of both, you know. I mean, making out was, you know, it wasn't in the contract, but it could have been added. I mean, you know, could have been like a bonus.
Yeah, bonus for me or for you?
Both. I would have made it
very
nice.
I will pass on that bonus. When bonus time comes around and I see you, I'm going to say no. And no means no, damn it.
Oh man. That's funny. So, NFL ratings are tanking, dude.
Well, you know, the mainstream media, you know, Fox Sports Net, ESPN, and
well, I know.
I don't know if I want to talk about it.
I'm not going to add this. Okay, now, here's the thing. I agree with you, yes, mainstream media, they are putting this all towards the whole political side of all of this. And I'm not going to talk about that either. But I think it's interesting and
you're kind of pussyfooting around it.
I think it's funny and it's sad that they're going to basically blame this all on this stance that's happened since Colin Kaepernick, you know, took a knee. Now, here's the thing, though. This is the lowest it's been since 1998, which tells me that it's been dropping off long before this happened. So there are other reasons. Now, could it be the unfair officiating? Could it be the bullshit rules that they keep coming up with? Could it be the fact that sometimes the games look rigged?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go into the political aspect of it. Do what?
Not mentioning our Thursday game, but anyway, carry on.
Right. But I think there's more to it than just I know there's more to it than just, you know, the political, but to take their eyes off of, to get everybody's eyes off of the NFL and all the nonsense that's going on there of, you know, the conspiracy of, you know, of all the cheating and, you know, everything getting set up and it's already predetermined who's going to win this game and that game. I mean, I think that's honestly the big issue. I mean, why was this not an issue beforehand? I mean, ratings have clearly been dropping for years, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, since 2016, now we've got an issue. So this is the main reason. This is why ratings just dropped out of nowhere. But it hasn't been nowhere. It wasn't since nowhere. I mean, this has been going on for years.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, and I'll go back to somebody who you just mentioned again, and if we did get that alert set up, then his phone should be going off again here any minute. But, you know, you were a big part of this as well, but I really very clearly remember the Paso Garage creating a movement that went massive. And I remember watching a game on TV. It wasn't a game. It was actually highlights on SportsCenter. And there were so many empty seats. Now, granted, it could have been because part of it was because Jed York wanted to jack prices of everything up. But it was also for the fact that Anthony Paso of the Paso Garage had his voice heard by a lot of people. You know, and he knew what was going on. You knew what was going on. I knew what was going on. Anybody who's an actual Niner fan, they knew what was going on, and we made a stand, and it affected some people. And you could tell it was affecting people. It touched some people's hearts, you know. And that alone right there was longer than a year ago. And that was longer than it was when Colin Kaepernick took a knee. So the NFL ratings, for them to sit here and saying, oh, it's all because of the political sideshow, is bullshit. It's a smokescreen to mask the real problems of the NFL.
I agree. And see, Anthony Paso and myself, we spearheaded that, my man. It was our calling. It's what got us. It got me, got Paso into radio. And, you know, I was kind of the, I was the new kid in town. So, you know, as the wheel turns, right?
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of nonsense going on, but I love how they're always trying to throw out different smoke screens to cover everything else. And then everybody's on, right. You know, now everybody's on Trump. Like, okay, well, Trump's this bad guy because of what he said. Well, who gives a shit? He, you know, he's a businessman, first and foremost. The guy's always been a businessman. You know, he didn't become successful from being soft-hearted. You know, he's cutthroat,
right.
You know, so he spoke his mind, and all of a sudden he's in the wrong for that. You know, once again, another smokescreen. Oh, we have issues in the NFL, but now we've got something else that we can use to deter your attention away from us. Let's not talk about Ezekiel Elliott anymore. Let's not talk about anybody else anymore. Let's talk about Donald Trump's comments, and let's talk about the political stance that's going on right now, because that's supposedly,
right.
quote unquote, the more important thing.
No, I agree with you. But here, the most important thing, what looks like whitewater rafting going down a mountain. Now that right there is way more important than anybody sitting in the locker room picking their nose playing footy football. That right there is definitely a sport I can get behind.
Yes. Yes. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm more into the video that was posted up on our social media page. What bearded guys do on the weekends. Now, I could be crazy, but this kind of looks like fun. Now, granted, he's wrestling with a trained bear, but still, this guy's got some balls. Even
right.
trained, this thing could very easily kill him by accident. But then again, we also
right.
seen what happened when Siegfried and Roy had a trained tiger. What happened there? Well, but I mean, it's like what happened there? Because, you know, I mean, that tiger was trained from a baby, you know, and it just happened, a freak accident. The thing just went nuts and boom.
Balling. Right. You know, if I was to wrestle a bear, thumb it in an eye thinking it was a shark.
Ah. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
I wonder what would happen. Thumb it in the eye thinking it's a shark. Oh, shit, it's a bear. Give me the bear spray.
Oh, shit, it's a bear. Well, it's too late for now. By the time that spray gets to you, you're ate up.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, I would try to do a single leg on that big bastard and see what happens. Me being a wrestler, that is. And that's what bearded guys do. I guess we wrestle bears. So I need to find me a grizzly bear so I can wrestle it. And at the same time, I got to get my iron in.
That's right. You got that'd be cool as shit. Extreme ironing while getting chewed on by a bear.
Right. I'd be like, wait a minute, I gotta get this crease done. Don't gnaw off my arm yet.
Now that's I think that's almost about as extreme as it can get.
Right.
Oh wow.
No. Really extreme would be fighting a bear in the ocean, ironing with a shark.
Stuck between the bear and the shark, wondering which one's going
right.
to want to wear your freshly ironed garment first.
Right. I could thumb the shark in the eye. I think I could survive that one. Thumb that some bitch in the eyeball. Now the bear, on the other hand, I'm not so well. Unless you piss off the shark enough, and then the shark eats the bear, and then you thumb it in the eyeball, and then you're safe. Oh, well,
right.
Dandy. Right?
Exactly.
So you got to play strategy here. You got bob and weave the bear, duck and move, you know, play hopscotch around the shark, and hopefully the shark eats the bear.
You know, that would be one hell of a of something to that'd be a hell of a video to watch.
That's what real bearded men do on the weekends.
I don't know. Most bearded men I know pretty much just sit on the couch and drink beer.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they might get up and do something, but I mean, sit on the couch, drink beer, and well, they pick the belly button lint out of their, you know, belly button.
Right. So we've kind of overlooked this. Did you see my video of me being painted up in blue and green?
I did, and actually, I have a message for that. I have a response for you, because I already know you plan on asking me about mine.
Right.
And I had put mine out for Dan last night on the show. I went to go get mine, and they only had one color. So I went ahead. I had to go home, and I had to order it online. It's gonna take a few days, but when it gets here, I'll be putting my video up. But yeah, I had to order it. Of course, now Dan wanted to give me a bunch of crap over it and was like, oh, you know, it's, you know, it sounds like excuses to me and da 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 da. And I'm like, well, if you wanted to pay for the shit and send it to my house, that would have been fine.
Right.
But so yeah, I'm working on mine. I'm waiting on my stuff to come in. And then once it gets here, then I will be posting my video of sadness and humility.
That being said, Farmer Jacob Pitcher dressed up as a Seahawk, 1. Seattle Seahawks, so far, 0. My pitcher's winning. So again, now remember now, if the Seattle Seahawks go 0-4, don't blame me.
Oh, that's funny. Maybe they should
blaming it on Farmer.
Maybe they should maybe Seattle should look into drafting Jonathan Figueroa. You know, the high school senior with that insane onside kick.
Oh my God, that was badass.
I know, that was like accurate as shit. That was so accurate, dude. Like, that was some amazing stuff.
It
I wonder how many times they practice that.
That team has practiced that.
I know. Like, I was like, wow. Like, he was literally falling out of bounds as he caught that. Like, falling backwards as the ball was coming down. Like,
right.
Wow. That's like literally, like, I've seen some impressive onside kicks, but that one literally, I am very impressed with that. Like, that takes the cake right there. That is one of the coolest onside kicks ever.
I agree, sir.
Oh, sorry about that. And
okay.
You know, lean away from the mic
the
there for a minute.
Get off your nose from management. It's okay. It's only Monday.
So, now,
corporate kiss. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, wow. You're funny. Man, okay. Now, we had also, another thing we had posted on our page was this surfing video. This has got to be the longest wave ride I think I've ever seen.
Well, right, because usually they're just standing in the, you know, sitting in the water just waiting for the wave.
And not only that, but the chick in the video literally walking from the front of the board to the back of the board, then to the front of the board, then to the back of the board.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's impressive. I mean, she's just like, okay, well, I only get one wave every 6 months to 2 years, so I got to make it count for something.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, also, I don't know if you saw, we have been talking about it, that little girl that got hit in the mouth by, got hit in the face by the ball at Yankee Stadium. She was hit in the mouth, and they did have an update on her condition. They said that she is doing all right, but it was still too early to tell if she's going to need surgery or not. But she is pulling. She is doing okay. Well, that's kind of extreme. I mean, I watched it. I don't know if you watched the video or not, but man, it's that's rough, man. Get smacked in the face by a baseball. I just, man, that's crazy. All right, so football, Monday night. Who did you take for Monday night football, Farmer?
So, I don't remember, but give me a...
You took the Cowboys.
I'll pull it up.
We got the Cowboys and the Cardinals.
Farmer picked the Cowgirls.
I know. Now, I took the Cardinals, which I thought was kind of interesting that our friendly lady from Stay Out of My Crease also took the Cardinals. She's going against her own Cowboys.
Right.
I really don't even know how to call this game, man.
Yeah, well, you know, that's let's be real here. Let's be real with Kim from Stay Out of Her Crease. She's a diehard hockey fan. She may be a Cowboy fan, but she is definitely 100% a hockey nut.
Yeah. It's funny that you said that because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, this was yesterday. I'm like, it's football Sunday. And I bet you anything, she's scrolling around looking for every hockey game she can.
Right?
She definitely, and it's so funny too, because it's like talking to her is so stressful. It really is. Because you'd be like, hey, you know, did you see the Niners won? And, you know, like picking all the teams that won, and be like, I had a perfect order this week on the pick. How'd you do? Well, I was watching the Pens, so I haven't had a chance to check my schedule yet.
Yeah.
But hey, I lost
listen,
my...
But if you want to listen, B, to some awesome hockey, you want to listen to Kimmy and Jimmy on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock. They break down the preseason and everything that's going on in the hockey world. And definitely check them out. Same phone number, 646-668-8467 at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Or just go to their Facebook page, Stay Out of My Crease, and give them a follow, give them a like. And they've been around now for one full year here on Radio AFS. So that's
nice.
Awesome, and congratulations.
Nice. We're not far behind them. We'll never catch up to that. Because, you know, as long as they're around, we'll never pass that up. But
right.
We're getting up there. That's awesome, though, to see a year.
It's kind of like me, you know, being the old dog on the block. You know, I'm kind of the old timer. And, you know, I'm pushing 5 years here with the
Hey, whoa.
Yeah.
Be careful with the age now. We've seen what happened with the old yeller.
Yeah,
don't let
I know.
People know how long you've been around.
I know. Bastards may put me out to pasture and make glue out of me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there's at least one or two people that might like to stuff you and keep you in their house. It'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah, it would be.
I think I actually
fingers up or no middle fingers.
Well, see, that's the thing. I actually made a joke about that a couple times to a buddy of mine. I was like, man, when I die, I want to be stuffed and I want to be put into your house in a dark corner. That way, when people walk in, before the light comes on, they see some creepy looking, you know, shadow. And when the light comes on, I'm in some weird ass pose that just scares the hell out of everyone. He's like, dude, that is so awesome. So, I mean, you get to pick your own pose. If you're going to get stuffed when you die and get to hang out in somebody's house, I think you get to pick your own, or they should replace your innards so you can kind of be like a Stretch Armstrong, and they can like turn your arms and whatever, however, which direction they want. So you're kind of like a life-size fucking, you're kind of like a life-size doll, you know, life-size little plaything. Yeah, exactly. Gumby. Well, damn, I forgot all about Gumby.
Just prop me up next to the jukebox and, you know, it's a song in there somewhere. I know it, but, you know, prop me up next to the jukebox and just.
Yeah, I thought they said before I die, not after I die.
But yeah, you know, before I die, prop me up next to the jukebox. After I die, just keep me there and just keep rocking out and saying, you know, that's Farmer.
Hey,
every
forget.
Now and then he said things that nobody else wanted to say. But
hey, forget propping me up. Forget propping me up on the jukebox, because I'm already up listening to the greats, man. I'm already up listening to the greats. So I don't need the jukebox, because I got a live performance every day.
There you go.
How awesome would it be able to listen to the one guy that always had a message in his music that the world really needs right now, and to soak up a live performance from Bob Marley himself?
Oh, man.
That would be so amazing.
It would be.
Just to be like, dude, it's Bob Marley. I mean, and you think about it. The guy, all he wants everybody to do is love one another. Just be happy with your life.
And get high. Right.
Yeah, and get high. Get high and be happy. You know? Get high, be happy.
But high. Right.
Be happy because you're getting high. Be happy because you are high. Be happy because you might get high one day in the future. Be happy because somebody else is high and happy. You know, just be happy. And love everybody, man. That was cool. You know, Bob Marley was like a whole... I think Bob Marley was so far ahead of his time, and at the same time, not far enough back and just where he needed to be. Bob Marley was everywhere. I mean, he literally... I mean, every generation needs Bob Marley.
I agree.
Now, granted, the music industry now has lost sight of that.
People will say, B... Hopefully people will say, you know what? We need a little Farmer in our life.
Well, how are we going to get that corn husked if we don't have a Farmer in our life?
There you go. Just don't sit down when it's poking up at you. You'll be all right.
That's horrible. That'd make for a bad day.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
I had to do it.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I again, hope, you know, people will say that about me. They'll be like, man, this guy was before his time. He did what he wanted to, and he made people laugh. That's what I hope I leave, the legacy I leave behind, is that dude was a stand-up guy, and when he sat down, B. Evans had a corn cob up his ass.
Now, hold on now. Hold on now. That's not very nice.
Fine.
That doesn't even sound comfortable.
Well, you know, that's not what you said in the green room this morning, so.
Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible.
You know, you're like, hey, I got a frozen corn cob here in my new little fridge. I was thinking to myself, why do you got a frozen corn cob in your fridge? He was like, prostate's giving me fits. I need to cool
the
it down.
Cucumber,
like,
because the cucumber got wore down.
Dude. I'm like, man, TMI. I don't. Is that why management gave you the freezer also? Yeah, you got to freeze your corn cob. It's okay.
Oh, that's horrible. That's now, so horrible.
You know who we haven't heard from here in a few days? We haven't heard from Trucker JJ. Now my guess, and I know he's listening in the podcast form or he's listening right now because I'm calling him out. Is he like an ostrich right now with his head in the sand because his Steelers got beat by the Bears? That's the question of the day right there. Is Trucker JJ in hiding? Do we need to go put Trucker JJ on suicide watch? That is what I need to know. Because I'll do it. I will post on your Morning Cup of Sports, JJ, that you are now on suicide watch.
You know, I've been wondering the same thing. Now, he says that he's a diehard Steelers fan, yet he's nowhere to be found when it comes time for the defending of his team's loss.
Right.
But he's here to say, oh, well, we won. So where you at, Trucker?
Yeah. Come rain, shine, cucumber, or a corn cob in Brian's ass, he's always here. Management whispers here.
That's funny. That's so funny. You're horrible. You're being mean to me today.
Well, take it, kid. That's what the old dog does.
You're getting put out to pasture.
When? Just tell me when so I can just trot on off the airwaves in peace. That's what I want to know. Five years doing radio is one hell of a long time.
It's like, when so I can just meet you there? I'm ready. I'm so ready. This
right.
World is going
just
to shit.
Open up the gate for me and let me just walk on through.
Forget it. I'll save you the trouble. Give it to me. I'll do it myself.
All right. Just give me
this
the key,
world.
Damn it.
I can't take it no more. There's too many stupid people in this world.
Right.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, don't get scared. Don't get worried. To my knowledge, Farmer isn't going out to pasture just yet.
To my knowledge.
All right, to my knowledge.
To my knowledge.
Well, the new kid in town may, you know, they're giving him the mini fridge, the brand new equipment, and Farmer's over here with his five-year-old stuff. But hey, you know, the kid's got to have the new toys. Leave the old dog with his old toy, and he'll still chew on it. So.
Well,
but,
you know, you know what they say. You got that technologically advanced stuff. You can't teach old dogs new tricks.
Shit. Ain't that the truth? But, you know, I just want people who's listening to this to know that, to my knowledge, Farmer's not going out to pasture just yet.
Oh, I won't let that happen. I won't let it happen. We need to keep you around. You're kind of fun sometimes.
Shucks. No, I will not lube up your corn cob, all right? If you're trying to get me to lube up your corn cob, no. And no means no, damn it, so stop the messages.
Oh, man. It's been a long morning for me, dude.
And there's some little innuendos for certain people out there that listen to our show every now and then. Farmer's got to do a little innuendos to some people without directly calling them out. Just remember, when Brian asked me to put some lube on his frozen corn cob, no means no in a message.
Oh, wow. I can't deal with you. I think, you know, I got to have an I can't deal with you button. I just have to.
Just press the button. Press the button that you want to press right now.
No. I'm going to refrain. I'm gonna fight back the urge. I'm going to fight back the urge.
Or are you waiting for a frozen ghost pepper because your ass ain't hot enough?
Oh, here it is.
Fuck you, farmer.
Oh, there it is. Oh, I haven't heard that voice on the radio in a long time.
I miss that voice on the radio.
Yeah, so do I. But hey, you know, he was the old dog. He went out to pasture. I opened the gate for him, and he just trotted off into the sunset. And, Pastel, I love you, brother.
I tell you what, there will never be anybody like Anthony Paso. Man, we're talking about him like
no.
He's dead. Like, this is a eulogy.
Yeah, I know,
or
right?
What the hell?
Right, Anthony Paso is live and well. He is dead in the radio world. Let's put that out there right now. He's live,
yes.
He's well. I talked to him yesterday, and he's upright and kicking.
Dick.
But I do want to give a huge shout-out. I know it's late in the show. We're almost in overtime here on the beat or on your morning cup of sports. I almost called it the other cup. Woo! But I need to give a huge shout-out to my two little ones. My little Sophie, who is six, and my little five-year-old Gavin. They had their first flag football game here on Saturday. They are the Bears. Just like the Chicago Bears in Chicago, they beat the Squealers. And on Saturday, my son and daughter's team whooped up on some Cowboys. My daughter got
nice.
Two running touchdowns. My son ran in for an extra point. And it was a proud papa moment.
Dude, that's awesome. Tell him I said congratulations.
I will. And, you know, I posted a couple pictures there on my Instagram, FarmerJacob98. Don't troll me. But, you know, my son, he wasn't quite kneeling, but he was on looking in flag football. He was very attentive to what was going on the field, and he just loves the sport. His coach came up to me and said, "Do you know your son knows what a quarterback is, a wide receiver, a running back, a tight end, an offensive guard, defensive tackle, a nose guard, a linebacker, a cornerback, and a middle linebacker, and a safety, and a free safety?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do." He's like, "He's five." I'm like, "I know. He also knows all the planets plus Pluto."
Nice. I love how you just threw that in.
You know, and he can tell you that Jupiter is the biggest one, and Saturn has all the rings, and he doesn't like saying Uranus because it's close to Uranus. I mean, Uranus, but he calls it Uranus. I'm like, "No, son, it's Uranus." He's like, "Uranus?" I'm like, "No, Uranus, Uranus. Not my anus, Uranus, Uranus. I don't know. Just don't forget Pluto."
Oh, geez, that's funny. That's funny.
Big shout out to flag football. Big shout out to all the little kids out there, you know, holding down the fort and playing football like how these pros should be doing it, with heart, passion, dedication, and the love just for the game.
Amen, brother. I don't think anybody could have said that any better. You know,
I do have, you know, good thoughts that come out of my mouth that just kind of just go, blah, you know, they're, you know, and I just want everyone to know, because I've gotten a few emails, and I'm sure B. Evans has too. They're like, "Is your show scripted?" I'm like, "Which one?" He's like, "Any of them." I'm like, "Well, the Beat and Drum radio show on Saturdays at 3 is definitely non-scripted. And your morning cup of sports, if this was scripted, B. Evans and Farmer need to go to Hollywood and start writing scripts for movies."
Yeah, that ain't no joke. We could do that.
We are all over the board, all over the map. It's just you know, when management brought the kids to the old dog, I think they kind of knew that we were a good fit.
Well, I agree. We definitely have a good thing going on here. We have a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of fun.
I saw you just stuck another corn cob in your fridge. Not happening. If it's the fraternity of the corn cob, I'm going to stay out.
Well, real quick, I just want to throw this out there. Bit of sports news. Dwayne Wade and the Chicago Bulls have reached an agreement on a buyout.
Yay!
I just wanted to say that. Yep. So, yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you.
It does happen. It does happen. But, man, I think it is that
time.
It is that bat time. Oh, yeah. Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The new big three is down in Oklahoma City.
What's that?
I said the new big three is down in Oklahoma City.
Hey, it's definitely coming together, that's for sure. Man, the West is
right.
Powerful. The West is powerful.
Hey, guess what? Throwing up the doves because it's all about the West side, baby.
Nah, I'll listen to you.
Throwing up
that's
the doves.
Horrible.
It's not about the East side. It's about the West side. Always has been. Always will be.
Nope. I'm going to leave you alone on that one.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I personally, and B. Evans with the corn cob up his ass, wants to also personally thank you for tuning in to your morning cup of sports. If you need to send any corn cobs to B. Evans, just send an email to radioafs.com, and I will make sure that management gets it and that he gets it. And then we'll send you his address so you can send some fresh corn on the cob to Mr. B. Evans. So, with that being said, just remember, you're listening to your morning cup of sports on radioafs.com, blogtalk.com, Fat Boy Media, DRCP Army, Bob's Big Ben Bull, Midwest IT Help Desk. I think I finally said that one right. King's Bar and Grill. Just remember, guys. Who is the cream? Who is the sugar? And I didn't even get to say it today, so I'm going to say it at the end. Pump your brakes, and guess what? Here's a little internet poke. Poke.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.